The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 20th, 1976, in Toronto, Canada.
Asyadhyadana purusha dharma syasa parantapa aprapamang nivasyati mittu sansara bhātmani. Krishna instructing that there are two pathways. One is go back to home, back to Godhead. And other path is remain in this material world, which is full of miseries, especially birth, death, old age and disease. Two paths. Actually, we living entities, we are not subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. We are eternal part and parcel of Krishna. The Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are part and parcel of Him, just like Father is there and He may have many children. So every child is the part and parcel of the Father. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, God, we all living entities, we are sons or part and parcel of God. Qualitatively, we are one, just like a small particle of gold is also gold. It is not a different thing. But one is small particle and one is big lump. But qualitatively, both of them are gold. So, we are a small particle of Krishna. Are the Supreme Personality of God. That Krishna is Vibhu, the great, God is great, and we are a small particle. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world. There are many causes, but as we are in this material world, it is to be taken that some or other we have come here. Like the sparks of fire, there is fire and there are sparks. Everyone has got this experience. So the sparks are coming and dancing within the fire. It is also brilliant, and it is also fire. If a small spark of fire falls on your cloth, immediately it will burn. It will immediately make a black spot. We have got this experience. Because, although it is small, but it is fire, therefore it burns. Similarly, we are a small particle, part and parcel of God. Just like this spark, it falls down from the fire. there may be three conditions. This spark may fall down on the ground, this spark may fall down on the water, and this spark may fall down on some dry grass. So, if the spark falls down on the dry grass, then it may again makes another fire. And if the spark falls down on the water, then it is completely finished. And if it falls down on the ground, then it may continue as fire for some time, then it becomes extinguished. Anyway, in these three conditions, so when you fall down in this material world, the material world is of three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So if we acquire the quality of goodness, there is chance of enlightenment, knowledge, so that again fire can be generated. But if we fall down on the water, practically it is finished. Ignorance. So, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, in our fallen condition, mostly the rajogun and tamogun is very prominent in our fallen condition, in this material condition. So, symptoms of rajogun and tamogun means material desires and greediness. And satogun means enlightenment. If we cultivate the satogun quality, that means if we cultivate the brahminical qualification, that is the platform of satogun. So, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, asikam, brahma karma, sabhavajam. If we cultivate this kind of life to be truthful, to be peaceful, to be tolerant, to be man of wisdom, knowledge, faith in God and the Shastras. In this way, there are 9 to 12 qualities. If we acquire that qualities, then we become Brahman. Brahmana means there is chance of understanding Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahman. And this human life is meant for inquiries about Brahma. Athāta brahma jigyāsā. This is the first verse, aphorism of the Vedānta Sutra. So, the whole Vedic literature in a gist form is described in the Bhagavad Gita. And it is being explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So it is very important book spoken by God Himself and another system of religion. Sometimes the representative of God is speaking, the servant of God speaking, they are also the same, but according to time and circumstances, they are modified. But here, in this Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is speaking. So, you are coming I mean to say, the Indians who are present here, from a country where Krishna appeared. It is a great fortune for you that you have taken your birth in India. It is not ordinary fortune. So why? To take Indian birth, to take birth in India, automatically they are advanced in spiritual knowledge. Still, so much fallen condition of India, still you go to a village, they will very easily understand Krishna consciousness. Without any advanced education, because by birthright they have got this knowledge. In Vrindavan, when we walk on the street, the thelawala, the cartman, the milkman carrying milk, immediately they'll offer namaskar. The other day, I think you are present, we are walking, so we want enter one field, just for walking. So the villagers, the cultivators, they came to congratulate us, to receive us. Swamiji, it is our great fortune that you have come to our field. But in this country, if I would have entered in another place, for us, would have brought charge of trespass or might shut down. So that is the difference still. That by birthright, they are Krishna conscious. If you speak something about Krishna and Rama, generally in the villages, the Ramayana or Mahabharata, they are recited by the Pandits, and still thousands and thousands of men come to hear about Ramayana and Mahabharata. We have practical experience in India. We held several Hare Krishna festivals in Calcutta, Bombay, and Hyderabad, Madras. Many thousands of people come, 20,000, 30,000 people. They come still. So, my request is that you are here in foreign country, you don't forget your heritage. That is my request. Don't be Barasa. Remain as Indian, with Indian culture, and here is the temple of Krishna. You are distributing this Krishna culture all over the world. So, don't miss this opportunity, but you take advantage of it. That is the duty of every Indian. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mission is especially to the Indians. He says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo jaha. Janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. Paropakar. Just to do something good for others. Paropakar. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, anyone who has taken birth in India, he should Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo jaha. Anyone who has taken birth in India, for every one of them, it is a duty, janma sarthak kori. First of all, make your life successful. Janma sarthak kori, karo paropokar. Then you begin the welfare activities for all others. The idea is that India is enriched with Vedic knowledge, and those who are born in India, they should take advantage of this facility, especially those who are in the higher, topmost ranks, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmanas. Take this education perfectly well. Make your life perfect and distribute the knowledge all over the world. This is your duty. That is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted Krishna preached this Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago, but it was not broadly preached. It was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna knew it, and some of his other friends. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna. He appeared as a devotee of Krishna. And he distributed this Krishna consciousness movement, and he wanted that every Indian should seriously take this Krishna consciousness movement, make his life perfect, and distribute the knowledge. This is India's duty. So you have got one opportunity, you Indian people, that you take this advantage of distributing Krishna consciousness. It is good for you and for everyone who takes this knowledge very adherently. Therefore, Krishna said, this is the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where he is speaking plainly about Bhagavad Bhakti. This knowledge is described as Rajaguyam. Most confidential knowledge here. Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prataksha Avagavam Dharmam Susukham Gautamabhat. This is the beginning of this chapter. Rajavidya, the king of education. Rajavidya, Rajaguyam, and very confidential. It is not understood by any ordinary man, because it is very confidential. You go anywhere, suppose you go to a bank, a few persons in the bank, like the manager or the cashier or the accountant, they know everything confidential, not the clerks or the customers, no. So this is also Krishna concludes Bhagavad Gita with this word, guhya, guhya kamap. This knowledge is very confidential. This means when one thing is very confidential, it means it is very, very important. So Krishna says that asadhana purusha. This is so nice, confidential, and I am speaking personally to enlighten the people in general. Not general, but people like Arjuna. Arjuna was not an ordinary person. He was born in royal family, and he was so exalted that he could speak with Krishna face to face. He's not an ordinary person. So this confidence and knowledge is not for ordinary person, but it is so easy, as it is said, susukham kottam abhyam. It is so easy to perform that everyone can do it. Just like what we are doing here in this temple. These boys, these American and Canadian boys, what they are doing, it's very easy. What is that? Chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and eating prasad. What is the difference? To chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy, dance nicely, and dancing, when you become hungry and tired, take nice prasad. What is the difficulty? By this process, they are becoming devotees. There is no need of discussing higher philosophy or becoming a mystic or magician or juggler or bluffer or cheater, nothing. Simply accept this simple process. You come here and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and automatically you will be ecstatic. Because this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not ordinary sound. It is spiritual sound. Narottam Das Thakur has sung Golokero Premodhano Hari Nama Sankirtana. This sound, just like you receive sound from distant place in radio. Similarly, this sound is not produced in this material world. It is brought from the spiritual world. Golokero Premodhano. There, in the spiritual world, there are eternal liberated devotees. They are so much ecstatic, can enjoy simply by chanting and dancing. Their descriptions are there, that there is no sex life. Just imagine, here in this material world, there is sex life that is considered to be the highest pleasure. But the spiritual world means there is no sex life. Although there are very beautiful women, very beautiful men, with four hands. The men are with four hands there. And very attractive. All of them are young. They never become old. Because in the spiritual world, there is no birth, death, old age and disease. That is spiritual world. So, there is no old age is due to this body. Otherwise, spirit soul is everlastingly young. You can think of yourself just like I am an old man. So, sometimes I think that in my childhood, when I was born, I was jumping and dancing. Now I cannot do that. Because of this old body. So we are hampered on account of this material body, encasement. So there are two ways, as I have already explained, that if you like, you can become free from this bondage of material body, if you like. And if you don't like, you can continue your material way of life, changing different material body. The changing different material body is described here, mrityu saṃsāra bhatmani, mrityu. Because with any body, material body, either cat's body, a dog's body, or human being's body, or demigod's body, or even Brahma's body, You have to die. There is no escape. That what is called mrityu samsara bhakmani. And the another path is that aprapama, this mrityu samsara bhakmani means you don't get Krishna. Krishna says aprapa, not getting, ma, me. Two alternatives. Either you get Krishna and go back to home, back to garden. This is one path. And the other path, that you remain in this material world and repeatedly get a body and die again, get again another body. This is going on. Repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. Krishna is, because he is our Supreme Father, Supreme Friend, Suridang Sarabhutana. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram Suridang Sarabhutana Gyata Mang Shanti Chas. For our happiness, we require cooperation of some friend. That is our practical experience. But if we make Krishna as our supreme friend, he is supreme friend. He is so supreme friend that he'll find in the Bhagavad Gita everything is explained. Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati sarvabhutana. Of all living entities, within the core of the heart, the Krishna is sitting there, along with the living entity. The living entity is also within the heart, and the supreme living entity, Krishna, is also sitting by him. This is confirmed in the Upanishad, that two birds are sitting on one tree. One bird is eating the fruit and another bird is simply observing. So the observing bird is Krishna and the eating bird is the living entity. Two birds. In another place also, Krishna says, Khetra gancha vimana vidhi sarva khetre subharata. The question of the Khetraka, the owner of the body and the body. When this chapter, in the 13th chapter, is discussed, in that chapter it is Krishna says that I am also one of the owner of the body, but the difference of this singular, individual body and myself is this, that the individual soul knows about his own body. But so far I am concerned, I am present in everyone's body and I know everything of everyone's body. Just like you are a spirit soul, I am a spirit soul within this body. You know the pleasure and pains of your body. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. But Krishna, he knows the pleasure and pains of your body and pleasure and pains of my body and everyone's body. That is Krishna. That is Paramatma. Jivatma and Paramatma. So all these facts have been very widely described and discussed. So we should be very careful to accept the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is. If we do not accept, then Krishna says, asaddhana, one is not interested in this type of occupational duty. Dharma means occupational duty. So dharma sasya parando, asya dharmasya. What is this dharma? In the And the Bhagavad Gita has clearly said, Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. This is the real dharma. And anything except this is bogus, cheating. This is real. Krishna came. He said that gadā-gadā hi dharma sakrāni bhavati bhāgata tadātmānam sujāni aham paritrānāya sādhanā vināsāya ca diṣkṛtām. Dharma samasthāpanārthāya, to re-establish the religious system, yuve-yuve sambhavādhyaitam. He comes, so, or he sends his representative, his son, or his devotee, his servant. In this way, Krishna is trying to enlighten the whole human society. So we should take advantage of it. If you don't take advantage of it, asadvadana, no faith, no interest. Asadvadana purusa, the human being. This is a chance of human form of life to accept the system which is offered by God Himself. That is our duty. But if one is not interested, then the result is that a prapaman, he cannot get me. A prapaman, so if we don't get Krishna, then what is wrong there? Very, very wrong, that Krishna. Nivartante mrittu sangasara vatvani. Then he remains in the cycle of birth and death. That is not very pleasing job. We are making material efforts to make nice road, nice cars, nice skyscraper building, nice other facilities of life. But while I am doing this, this is practical. If I am called by death, I am not very happy, so I am attempting to this day, and now I am dying. This is very painful. Sometimes at the time of death, they cry that I could not finish my business. So that is the way of nature, that you may try to become very happy in this material world. Nature will kick you out, will not allow you to stay here. Dukkhalayam asāsatam. This world is dukkhāya. You make so many imaginations, try to fulfill it. That's a very troublesome job, to get money and to make material arrangement. That is not very easy. After you have undergone severe hardship, then you can get some money and build big buildings or purchase cars. So before possessing big buildings and cars, you had to work so hard. And to keep them in tax, that is also very difficult. And again, there is no guarantee that you shall be able to enjoy it. Today you may be proprietor of a big house, big motor car, but after death you do not know. You have to accept a body, and it may be you become a cockroach in the car or in the house. That is not in your hand. That is in the prakitekriyamanani guni karmani sarva. That you will consider. If you have got attachment for the car and you are dying, then you have done work in such a way that you have no right to possess a car anymore. You have to accept a cockroach body. Then you become because you have got attachment in the same car, you become a cockroach. These nature's law we do not know. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma patta hamiti mannati. The rascals, they do not know how prakriti, nature is working, and we are completely under the control of material nature. So after death, we have to accept one body. Deinasmindathadehi kaumana gurumanajara tathat dehantara prati, dehantara prati. One has to accept. Just like we have given up our childhood body and we accepted another body, boyhood body or youthhood body or old age body. Similarly, after giving up this body, old age body, I have to accept another body. That will be created by nature according to your karma. So, that is called mrityu samsara vartmani. Then you begin another chapter. Even if you become a demigod or a dog or a cockroach or human being, from the date of your birth, you begin another chapter. Again dukkhalan. To grow up, to change body, to adjust things according to the atmosphere. So this is called mrityu samsara vartmani. If we want to save this botheration, then hear what Krishna says. Then your life will be successful. If you don't accept Krishna's words, which are very plainly explained in the Bhagavad Gita, then you have to remain in this mrityu samsara vartmani. It is very plain truth. There is no doubt about it. That you may be very proud of your strong body, your social condition or political condition, but after death, it is not under your control. It is under the control of the material nature. So, don't be falsely proud, bewildered, ahankara vimuratma pattaham iti mannate. Don't be a foolish person by false egotism that I am free, I can do whatever I like. Then you will suffer and remain in this path of repetition of birth and death. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. And we have to go through this process. We fall down. So this human form of life is obtained bahunam janmanamante. After many, many births, evolution is processed. We have got it. Now it is the time to understand our position. What is that position? The position is that we are eternal part and parcel of God. Mamaivansa jiva bhuta, jiva loke sanat. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karasati. This living entity, Krishna said, that my part and parcel, but foolish rascal, they creating concoction, mental speculation to become happy. Manasasthani indriyani. And according to their mentality, they are getting a different type of body. Indriyani. Indriyani, as I was expressing in the morning, the pig has got also tongue, that is indriya, sense. And I have got also tongue. But his tongue would like to eat stew. We won't like, because the different body, the tongue is also tasteful in different ways. The indriyani, manasasthani indriyani, first of all, with subtle mind, we create a different type of indriya. If we live like dogs and hogs, then that mentality will diminish. Similar senses, the body of a dog and a hog, and we change our taste according to dog and hog. Similarly, we can change our taste according to the body of demigod, but the subject matter of tasting or enjoyment is the same. Eating, sleeping, sex and defense. That will continue. But the quality of eating may be different. Not the quality, but the core may be different. So in this way things are going on. They are described in this Bhagavad Gita very widely and expressively. So every human being is expected to receive this knowledge directly from Krishna. Don't interpret wrong way according to your needs. Take it as it is and be benefited. If you don't take it, asadda dhana purusha. Those who have no interest to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, the result is maṁ aprāpya. Aprāpya maṁ. He never approaches God. He remains in this material world, our reputation, birth and death. That is not a very good thought. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to enlighten people so that they can accept these principles of Bhagavad Gita. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is paropakar, and he advises everyone, especially Indian, to become guru. He said, amarajnaya guru haiya tarayi dekhi. Every one of you become a guru and try to deliver the persons where you are living. So, how can I become guru? Yes, it is very easy. What is that? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Then you become guru. You simply repeat what Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita. You become guru. To become guru is not, but if you want to be a bluffer, cheater, then you can talk all nonsense. But if you actually talk only Krishna's words, then you become a guru. It is not going to be that. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jari mag namaste. Four things only. And mamiva ishasiya samsaya. By doing these four things, without any doubt, you come back. And what are those four things? Manmanam bhava. Always think of me. So manmanam. And then you become bhakta. Unless you are bhakta, you cannot continue to think of Krishna. Manmanam bhava mad bhakta mad jagi. Worship me. So here is Krishna accepting everyone's worship. And what is the means of worship? Very simple. If you can offer very valuable things, that is all right. But if you think that you are a poor man, you cannot supply any valuable thing, Krishna says, never mind. Patram puspam phalam toyam. Chumi bhakta apilutra. Simply little flower, little fruit, if you offer me with devotion, I accept. So there is no difficulty. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi man namaskaru. These four things, very, very easy to do it. It is universal. There is no restriction. It is not that I am not a Brahmana, I am not an Indian, I am not a Sanskrit scholar, I cannot go to the temple. No, that is not. Krishna said, Never mind whether he is Indian, Brahmin, or this or that. Even if he is born in the lowest grade of family, Papajuna, there are Kiratapunanda, Pudinda, Pukkasad, Hirasambha, Javanapa, there are so many. They are Papajuna, almost animal. Suddhanti, they also become purified and comes to Krishna. It is so wide, universal, easy, and especially you are Indian, why you should not take advantage of this facility? Take it and be happy. That is my request. Thank you very much. First of all, you have to know who is Guru. If you accept one rascal as Guru, how you can be helped? First thing is, who is Guru? That I have already explained. Guru is he who repeats the words of Krishna. He is Guru. Otherwise, he is a rascal. This is the test. Krishna says that tadvidhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattadarshina. So, tattva-darshi, one was seeing the truth. You have to accept him as guru. Tattva-darshi. Darshi means one's practical experience. To take for example, just like Arjuna. Arjuna is directly receiving the knowledge from Krishna. He is guru. What he says, you accept that. But if you accept somebody who wants to kill Krishna and become himself Krishna, he is a rascal. He is not good. Because his policy is to accept the place of Krishna, not to serve him. That is Maya. And Krishna has said very freely, that namāna duṣkita nam mūrhā prabhadvante narāṁhamā māyāpuritajñānā āsuri bhāvamāsu. A person who is imbibed with āsuri tendency. Āsuri tendency means to refute the Supreme Personality of God. Or the asuras, just like Ravana. Ravana is described as Rakshasa, Asura. What was his fault? His fault was that he did not care for Rama. What is this Rama? Kidnap his wife, bring it. Aisalenja. This is Rakshasa. So he could not enjoy Sita. But the result was, with his whole family, state and himself, everything was ruined. This is asura. So those who are asuri bhavamastita, followers of Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, they do not surrender to Krishna. Namana duskitanam murha prabhadvante naradhama. Māyā aparitajñānā āsuri bhāvamāsrita. So our simple method is to see whether somebody is speaking about Krishna or what Krishna has said. If he does not do so, then immediately accept him āsuri bhāvamāsrita, rakkhas. How we can accept him as guru? Rakkhas. That is your mistake. How can I accept a person as guru who has imbibed with rakshasa prakriti? So then what is their position? Duskriti, you know. Very simple. Murha, rascal, ass, naradhava, lowest of the mankind. No, he is so educated. Maya purita jnana. The so-called education has no help because Maya has taken away the essence of it. Because education means, Veda means knowledge. So, the Vedas are there for education. So, Vedasya sarvai ahameva Vedna. Ultimately, Vedanta. Vedanta means ultimate knowledge. The end of knowledge. The end of knowledge is to know Krishna. Vedasya sarvai ahameva Vedna. So, after studying Vedas, if he does not understand Krishna, then it is to be understood Maya Parita Jnana. His knowledge has been taken away by Maya. So, simple thing is that Krishna is the original Guru. Matta Paradaram Nanna Kinti Jasti Dhananjaya. There is no more better Guru than Krishna. So anyone who repeats the words of Krishna teach others, he is Guru. Otherwise he is a rascal. Why do I ask this question? That means you have no faith in Bhakti.
I have faith, I don't have knowledge.
You read this, then you get the knowledge.
I'd like to know about what time you go to sleep.
Time is maybe any time, but the knowledge is eternal. Just like Krishna spoke 5,000 years ago to Arjuna, and some 40 millions of years ago to the sun god. Time is different. Once he spoke 40 millions of years, imanga vivasati yugam pratamana havavayam, find out this word. Imang vivasati yugam pratvana hamabhayam vivasthana mano viprahu manu ikhaka vibrabhi evam parampara prattam imang rajasayurudu. These things are there that Krishna said to Arjuna that this philosophy, yogam, the yoga system, bhakti yoga, I spoke to vivasthana, the sun god. So if you take calculation, because it is said that vivasana manavipra, if you take calculation of mano, then you can calculate the age of mano, 72 cycle of 4 ages. 4 ages means, 1 age means 43 lakhs of years. Multiply it by 72, that becomes the duration of life of one mano. So, it is said that the sun god said to mano, this is the age of vaivarsata mano. So you can understand when it was spoken. So we have calculated, it is about 40 millions of years ago, he spoke this. And Krishna said, Saivam Tayajya Yoga Prakta Puratama. Read that.
Saivayam Mayateja Yoga Prakta Puratana Bhaktoti Mesakakiti Rahasyam Hiyasarutama.
Yes. Krishna said, the same system I am speaking to you. Puratama. Because you are my bhakta. So, either you hear it 40 million years ago, or 5,000 years ago, or today from us, the subject matter is the same. Why to make difference of the time? There is no difference of time, the subject matter, the puratana, everything is the same old. So there is, even there it is spoken in different times, the subject matter remains the same. There is no change. Just like millions and millions of years ago, there was sun. And what is the sun? Heat and light. And today also there is the sun. What is the sun? Heat and light. So there is no difference. There is no consideration of A. The subject matter is the same. Yes, eternally means that this creation, the material creation, it takes place at a certain date and it continues for certain millions and trillions of years. And again it becomes annihilated, dissolved. There is no creation for Buddha, Buddha, Praliyate. Then again millions of years passes, and again there is creation. So, one who does not take advantage of this creation, manifestation, especially in the human form of life, as I was discussing, mrityu saṃsāra vartamane, then he remains in the path of birth and death, in this creation, and because he does not deliver himself, the next creation. So unless he takes to it, it is eternally going on. If he does not take advantage of this opportunity, then he remains in the cycle of birth and mrityu saṃsāra vartamane. And the mrityu saṃsāra vartamane continues in this creation, next creation, or before that, is going on.
Another question? Anyone?
That's all right.
John.
Thank you.
John.